A New York State Supreme Court ruled that New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg exceeded his authority when he overturned long-standing prevailing wages for 10,000 city municipal workers set by the City Comptroller's Office. Judge Manuel Mendez said the Bloomberg administration's reclassification of job titles to levels that offered less pay and time off didn't have a rational basis, were arbitrary and capricious, and occurred without notice or hearings by the State Civil Service Commission. The rulings affected 3% of the city employees, most of them skilled tradesmen such as carpenters, blacksmiths, and plumbers. The judge annulled the Bloomberg administration executive order and reinstated the contracts that existed before the city's April 11th personnel order that led to the new job titles and salary and benefit levels. We spoke to City Controller John Liu about the judge's ruling.
The judge's ruling seems to be perfectly reasonable and expected. In fact, the mayor's executive order from April came out of the blue, blindsided everybody, and didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. And the judge's ruling simply affirms that prevailing thought.
In the meantime, though, the workers have about, 200,000 workers have been without a contract.
One of the reasons why the mayor's executive order back in April seemed to make so little sense was that the City Hall seemed to want to negotiate contracts for these 10,000-some-odd employees who would normally get their prevailing rates set in large part by the Comptroller's Office, when they had already failed for years to come up with a contract for over 200,000 city employees who are still to this day working without a contract. So it just didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. It seemed like they were trying to bite off more than they were already not able to chew.
And you don't have any insight into why he would do that?
There are some ideas why. They had lost a couple of cases where my office had prevailed in the court and trial proceedings. And apparently they were not happy about losing those cases. And so perhaps that's what drove the mayor to issue this executive order. But the bottom line is the ruling is a strong ruling, it's a sensible ruling, and we certainly hope that we can get back to the business of doing the people's work and doing things in a way that has worked well, not only for these workers involved, but also the city's taxpayers for well over 100 years.
Now, since this action in April, where are the workers now? Were their contracts retroactive to where they were before, or are you going to have to sort of rethink everything?
We're not going to have to rethink everything because of this. Number one, we're always evaluating things just to see what more can be done to improve the process, even when my office is fully involved. But this particular ruling and the executive order issued by Mayor Bloomberg, that's not going to change things very much. We're going full speed ahead with whatever we normally do with regard to setting prevailing rates.
That was New York City Comptroller John Liu.